This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, speaking of which, straight-up economic news coming at us this week. Trade negotiators from the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are going to meet in Washington to start trying to update NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And if you've read or heard how tricky the original negotiations were, well, imagine trying to layer more agreements on top of 20 years of economic infrastructure, or even more delicately, trying to undo perhaps what has already been done. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson talked to some former trade negotiators about how the renegotiating process might work.
The first part of any trade negotiation is figuring out what your country needs, what you want, what you can give, and what you can't, and then try and do that for the other side. Then all the agriculture guys from the various countries, they get in one room, the manufacturing guys in another. Eventually, the trade ministers, the big guns, they get together. Each negotiation round lasts maybe a week or so, and over many rounds, often stretching over years, you hopefully get a deal.
It's pretty intense. Trade negotiations are sort of all-consuming.
Darcy Vedder is the former chief agriculture negotiator for the United States Trade Representative under President Obama. She says, pro tip, pack snacks.
I'm a big fan of the granola bar and dried fruit.
Vedder says a typical negotiation can be split into easy, medium, and hard issues. The middle and the hard issues are what countries try and pair, trading something that's medium important to one country with something really important to their partner. But updating NAFTA, she thinks it's more like easy and hard issues.
And so figuring out how to create those trade-offs when you just have hard stuff and easy stuff, I think is a very interesting dynamic for our negotiators to try and to balance.
And it's going to be especially hard to give on something that's been the lay of the land for decades now. Mickey Cantor was the United States Trade Representative under President Clinton.
Giving up something that already has been relied upon one of your industries or having altered it in some way, I would think would be a difficult negotiation. I think, in fact, this would be very tough.
But then again, Cantor says the first go-around was tough, too. NAFTA was first finalized under President George Bush Sr. before Clinton took office. Clinton campaigned against the deal and would only agree to push it forward if he could tweak some things. Sound familiar? I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.